Hi, everyone. Back in January, we brought you the fears of WNYC cultural critic and author Rebecca Carroll. Well, she just launched a brand new podcast. It's called Come Through, 15 essential conversations about race in a pivotal year for America. So whether you're afraid to talk about race or sick of trying to make other people talk about it, this show is for you. You can subscribe to Come Through wherever you get your podcasts, and you can listen to Rebecca's episode of 10 Things right now.
One, death and dying. Two, breast cancer and all cancer. Three, flying. Whenever I fly, I always sit next to my son, and so far he's okay with that. But if there's any kind of turbulence or I start to get a little bit white-knuckled, he just sort of looks over at me and just smiles. Just a grin. Four. That I'm messing up my kid. My birth father is black. Was black. He died in 2010. And I met him when I was probably 22 or 23. And so we had a brief relationship, and it got very intense very quickly for me. And I needed to do my life. And when I was ready to reconnect after I had a son, he died. It's a regret that I live with. We were each other's sole black relatives, you know, that we had in the world, and we needed each other in a very, very, in a very visceral sense. And he, to me, I thought him coming into my life would be a lot easier, and it felt, I panicked. I didn't know how to suddenly be his daughter. I have to be very mindful to not overcompensate. The other day, we were talking about, because now we're looking at high schools, and what's really important for me, and I think should be important for any parent, regardless of race and ethnicity, is that they have teachers and role models of color. And my son said, you know, why do I need to have necessarily all black and people of color as role models? And I said, well, because if you have only white role models, you'll grow up thinking that the best thing to do and be is white. And he said, but I see a lot of, you know, role models of color. And I said, name three. And he said, our friend Amissa, our friend Corinne, and you. And the next day I said to my husband, I said, I don't think I realized that I'm enough for my son. Five. Being able to feel the feeling of missing people I love after I die. Six. Nuclear war. Just this mushroom and everybody's gone. Seven, masses of moving insects. Eight, the ocean. Nine, the dentist. 10, losing my mind. Did you ever see that movie Phenomenon? with John Travolta and Kira Sedgwick, in which he just starts to get more and more brilliant every day. Like he can suddenly solve the Rubik's Cube and, you know, write operas. And it is revealed that the reason he becomes brilliant more and more every day is because he's dying. So I also think about that, oh, I feel like I'm getting smarter only because my mind's about to say, ha, you're done. My name is Rebecca Carroll, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Rebecca Carroll is a cultural critic and editor of special projects at WNYC Radio. She told us that she met her husband on a subway platform in Brooklyn while he was on his way to a conference on race and social policy. And a year later, he proposed to her on that same platform. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botin, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? When my mom is like, are you wearing a bra? What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.